Show.
I was shocked you took the role in Two and a Half Men.
Here's the thing. I was shocked I took the role in Two and a Half Men. I had no interest. I was like doing movies and running around and doing my investments. So I was like, I don't want to do it.
Who wants the pressure of having to like keep that thing going?
But here's the, I was sitting with my old agent, one of my first agents in Los Angeles, and who was at William Morris Endeavor, and they had a piece of the back end of the show.
Right.
And there was a giant motivation to keep the show going because there was a big payday that was going to come.
And huge ratings, but a huge payday
that was going to come from syndication. So if they got two more years out of the show, everybody got to pull the lever, right? And so I'm talking to him, and I went to dinner with him because we're still friends. And I was like, I can't believe this guy, like, how much is he making? And I turned to my agent and sort of flippantly said, if they offered me that job for that kind of money, I'd take it.
Well, you know, in a way, it's an insult if you don't, because it's every actor's dream. How many actors? I mean, Hollywood is littered with guys who are talented, handsome, whatever. They can't get that kind of money. It's almost a sin to turn that down.
I was just like, I flippantly said to the guy, if they offer me that kind of money, I'd take it.
And they did.
And then I went fishing with my dad on a fishing trip in Alaska or in Idaho or something. And I get a call and they're like, you remember when you said that? Do you want it? And I was like, and then all of a sudden now I'm faced with this decision. I'm like, I didn't really see it coming. I didn't think it was going to happen.
And I bet your old man was like, hey, man, 25, what was it? Like the first season was like $20, $25 million or something crazy.
It was a very, very, very nice payday. And I was like, man,
I don't know. $700,000 an episode. That's unbelievable money. That was publicized. Even you can't.
He still can't speak.
He's speechless.
The thing was, but there was all the hair of what's Charlie going to say? How does this play out publicly? Do people want to watch a show that he's not on? And there's a lot of people that were huge fans of the show with him that did not like me on the show.
Absolutely.
Which is like, I get it, right?
It's a risk.
Because it's not the same show. It was a different show. And I was like, I'll take a creative meeting with Chuck Lorre. So I sat down and I talked to him.
Meanwhile, you think Charlie would have blown this guy, Chuck Lorre, and gave him this great sitcom, making, you know, millions and millions of dollars.
I mean, I think even like at this point, like he said that he had some issues.
Right.
And it is what it is. Like I've never, like, I don't understand his choices.
Right.
I don't know that in hindsight he'll ultimately understand his choices, but he made the choice that he made. And I was looking at
you talked about it earlier. Sometimes when you're extremely successful young, it can make you a jackass.
Right.
Yeah,
and maybe it's whatever he was up to.
I think it was things he was putting in his body that were
right
that were affecting his decision making.
The Howard Stern Show.